Polstjerne, Polestar, a part of Tromsø's history and cultural heritage. Welcome to the Polar Museum, part of Tromsø Museum, and the Arctic Ocean vessel Polstjerne, a ship used for sealing in Arctic areas. At the beginning of the 19th century, Hammerfest was the first town in northern Norway to send out sealing vessels. The people of Hammerfest were inspired by the long sealing trips made by the Russians to the islands of Novaya Zemlya in the White Sea and Svalbard. After a while, around the middle of the 19th century, Tromsø became very involved in sealing, which became important for the town's economy and growth. And, significantly for the people in the area, sealing became an important part of their identity. They went hunting for walrus, seal, reindeer and polar bears. In addition to this, they collected down and eggs from seabirds. Later, it would develop into pure seal hunting. It was particularly important for the captains of the sealing ships to be very knowledgeable about the Arctic Ocean. They faced many challenges, like how to find their way through in those very difficult ice conditions, how to survive the extreme weather, and not least how and where to find the animals to hunt. Polstjerne was owned and run by Halfdan Jacobsen, a well-known and very capable captain of Arctic Ocean vessels. He had grown up in a family deeply involved in the tradition of sealing. Polstjerne represents a 200-year-long tradition of hunting and fishing at sea in northern Norway, and it is just one example of the many different vessels that were used in these extremely demanding conditions. The Arctic Ocean vessel was specially designed to tackle the inhospitable Arctic Ocean, drawing on the experiences of Halfdan and others working out of Tromsø. One of the things to be done before a journey to the Arctic Ocean was to make a customs declaration of all the provisions and equipment that was going to be taken on board. A trip to the Arctic Ocean was seen as a trip abroad, and as such they had to make a customs declaration both before they left and when they returned from a hunting trip. On Polstjerne at that time there were quotas for cigarettes, tobacco and chocolate, per man and per week. Spirits or hard liquor were not allowed on board. Lists were made when they left and checked when they came back. And all this went on in the Tollboden, the customs house, the building which now houses the Polar Museum here in Tromsø. If you'd like to hear a bit more, just press play.